Hello and welcome to Escapists Anonymous, the fantasy fiction book club. I'm Dan.
And I'm Sam.
And this is a brand new podcast and peer support network for all the fantasy fiction fanatics out there. If, like us, you like to immerse yourself in the epic worlds that we discover and the epic characters that we meet in books, then join this book club, read along, and get ready to deep dive into some of the best fantasy fiction out there.
And Dan, we're here because we want to talk about books that we're enjoying, which is something that you never get to do really in your work, in your social life even a lot of the time.
Exactly. My idea for this podcast really was to strong arm Sam into reading the same books as me so that I had an excuse to discuss them in excruciating detail at times. So no apologies for that, Sam, but we just wanted to make this episode, first of all, to introduce you to us and what this podcast is going to be about. So we're going to select books. We're going to talk about them in detail. We might break them up into multiple episodes to really get into the detail of them.
Because sometimes these fantasy books are huge. It's not like, you know, some little pulp fiction that you can pick up at the airport. Sometimes these are substantial novels. And we want to be able to appreciate all different kinds of fantasy literature. You know, the ones that are just a little pick up and read over a weekend, and the ones that are huge, hefty tomes that make up multiple books that have been released over years. We want to try and dip our toe into all of it.
So the first book that we will be deep diving into is Hannah Kaner's Godkiller. It's book one in the Fallen Gods trilogy. It came out in 2023. The second book in the series has just come out, Sunbringer. And we are expecting a third and final installment, which is due in 2025. So that's what we'll be starting on in episode one. And it's great to have a meaty trilogy with lots of character development and plot lines to get stuck into.
And I think that's something when we've read the first part of this book and ready to discuss it, that we can start getting into this idea of, well, how much do we expect a story to be finished off at the end of every book if it's a trilogy? What do we want from a trilogy? We can ask these kind of questions as well as talk about the books themselves. And of course, we want you, the listeners, to join in.
Absolutely. So we are going to read the prologue through to chapter 19 to discuss in our first episode. And we invite and strongly encourage you to read along with us and join us for that first episode.
My approach, I don't know about you, Dan, but I'm going to try and go in blind as much as possible. I'm not going to look up synopses beforehand. If I don't know the author, I'm not going to look them up. I'm not going to read reviews of the books before I tackle any of these. I want to try and have as blank a slate as possible. But at the end, when we've finished a book, I think that's when we can take the chance to open up to the discussion of the wider themes, what we know about the author, how it relates, so we can offer a greater bit of in-depth analysis to kind of summarize what we've learned from reading it.
Yeah, so Sam, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your story as far as your interest in fantasy fiction literature goes?
Yeah, so my relationship with fantasy fiction has been a stop-start kind of situation over many, many years. I used to love it as a kid. You know, I really got into like early years fantasy. I loved Redwall, you know, animals in a forest, in a fictional land, there was magic. It really kind of inspired me. And there's, you know, some of the classics that I picked up, The Hobbit, all those kind of big ones that you kind of really have to touch upon really when you're getting into fantasy. And I fell massively in love with Terry Pratchett and the Discworld series. It just really kind of grabbed me as this kind of critique and analysis of what fantasy was. And it really opened up my mind to it. But over the years, I've drifted away. I've got a job. I went off and read a lot of non-fiction for a long, long time. I studied history for many years, and it just meant I never had time to actually read a single fiction book, because at the end of the day, when you've finished reading books after books after books, you don't feel like picking up one for fun anymore. And it's ruined my relationship with reading and fantasy. And so, you know, Dan, when you asked me if I wanted to get back into this and you could read a book with me and I could chat to someone about it, I couldn't wait to try it out again.
All of that kind of rings fairly similar with me. I remember myself and my brother having The Hobbit read to us at a very young age, probably way too young to really understand it. And I just remember wizards and hobbits and orcs and dwarves and elves and this kind of magical fantasy world and being really sort of enraptured in it. And then I think, like a lot of people, Harry Potter was the sort of gateway. And I remember obviously reading all of them religiously and then getting to the end and feeling like, oh my God, what is there going to be to replace that? And
what's next?
Exactly.
What else
yeah.
is there? I mean, you know, Harry Potter, I mean, we are both very much midpoint millennials, as much as those generational things are a real thing or not. But we still grew up with Harry Potter. I remember being given at school the first book. You know, you arrive at secondary school and they're like, hey, everyone, here's a library, get a book. And I was given Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. And, you know, so I'm not, and it was early days, so I'm not trying to say I got in from ground zero, but, you know, I was an early adopter for one of the biggest cultural touchstones of our entire generation, but it's no big deal.
You definitely were. I remember you being given that, I think it was reading week or something, and I laughed at you because the cover just looked so childish. And then I remember a couple of weeks later you being like, this is pretty good. But if you're a fan of the Harry Potter books, Tolkien, if you've read Brendan Sanderson, Peter V. Brett, Joe Abercrombie, if you're like me and you want to try and find Patrick Rothfuss and find out where the hell the third book is, this is the podcast for you. So join us in episode 1. Get reading from the prologue through to chapter 19. Look us up on social media at Escapist Anonymous Pod on all platforms. And we look forward to hearing from you after the first episode to get your views.